case 24892. This is a motion of the commission to consider the appropriate spacing for the Bach and Hunter LLC number 3427-2 MBH Pacer Well, Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing this matter on behalf of Hunt Oil.
And John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, previously entered an appearance in this matter on behalf of Bach and Hunter LLC. And we appeared last month and basically indicated that Bach and Hunter now operates the well in Section 3. The well was drilled on a 2,080-acre spacing unit. The order has some provisions requiring additional drilling activities or providing that the commission will reconsider spacing. We've indicated that Bach and Hunter does not object to the commission respacing the well on a prospective basis on what would be an 800-acre spacing unit. And we're not requesting that relief, and we'll leave up to the commission's discretion. But at this time, Bach and Hunter does not have the intention of conducting further drilling activities in the spacing unit.
And Madam Examiner, Hunt Oil also appeared in the case. We didn't call any witnesses, but I made a brief statement indicating that we didn't have any problem with a reduction in the size of the spacing unit from 2080 to 800-acre spacing unit, so long as the commission took into consideration that Hunt Oil had a unleased mineral interest and participated with respect to that unleased mineral interest, and with respect to that unleased mineral interest, that the its investment remain on the basis of a 2080 spacing unit. But I think it's probably appropriate that we call a witness and put in just a little factual testimony with respect to Hunt's interest and their recommendation.
All right. And the witness is?
Chad Griffith.
He's on the line?
Yes,
he's on. Mr. Griffith, are you on the line?
Chad?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Chad, would you state your name for the record, please?
Chad Griffith. I'm the regional land manager at Hunt Oil Company.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
Yes, sir.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir.
You offer the further testimony of this witness that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Chad, have you familiarized yourself with the ownership of the leasehold ownership, mineral ownership in sections 27 and 34 of 16499?
As to Hunt's interest, yes, sir.
And what does Hunt own in this existing spacing unit, this existing 2080 spacing unit?
Hunt owns a mineral interest in Section 10 of 16399. It's in the north half.
And that's an unleased mineral interest, is that correct?
That is correct. It's an unleased mineral interest that we participated with pursuant to an election sent to us by Bach and Hunter for the Pacer 3427-2 MBH well.
Okay. And if the commission were to reconfigure this spacing unit for the Pacer well from 2080 spacing to 800-acre spacing, would Hunt Oil still have a interest in the spacing unit?
Since there's no JLA that we have with Bach and Hunter, we feel that we would potentially lose our opportunity to recover our investment in the well if it's reduced from a 2080 to 800-acre space unit. Additionally, we feel like it would allow others a greater interest and opportunity to recoup from their initial investment. And so what we would ask is that Hunt and any other working interest owners that participated in the drilling, completing, and operating of the Pacer well on a 2080 basis, that working interest would remain in the Pacer well based on a 2080 basis rather than 800-acre basis.
And in your opinion, will that recommendation prevent waste, protect crawler rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
No further questions, Madam Examiner.
Any questions from the staff?
Chad, this is Bruce Hicks. What's your interest in Section 10? How many acres do you have?
We have 40 acres. I think it's almost 2% of the unit.
Okay. Do you know if it's 2.1 or what is it?
I think it's 1.92.
And that's the percent of the 2080?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible that you could sign a JOA now and alleviate the problem?
That is possible. My understanding, is that Bakken Hunter currently has no employees and is looking to sell their Bakken assets. I reached out to the last person I knew at Bakken Hunter, but he was no longer there. I do not have a whole lot of faith in that happening in their current situation, but I can't speak for them, I guess.
And Mr. Hicks, if the path you're going down there down with this questioning is that if there was a JOA in place, there would be a contractual obligation to keep the interests of Hunt at a 2080 level rather than an 800 acre level. I think it's pretty clear that when the well proposal was sent out to Hunt Oil and Hunt Oil agreed to participate, there was a contractual arrangement. So, in essence, we have something very similar to a JOA, certainly not as detailed as a JOA, but I think there's a contractual obligation under the part of the parties here to continue to pay Hunt Oil on the 2080 basis because they agreed to participate and have been paying their bills.
Okay. Is it standard procedure not to sign a JOA when you're participating in a well?
It seems to be that's the case recently. A number of years ago, everybody signed JOAs, and now I think it's a pretty fair statement that no one seems to sign them.
Yeah, thank you.
Just speaking for Hunt, we prefer JOAs. We send JOAs out on all of our operated units, but other companies within the basin do not do that. But ideally, yes, a JOA would be preferable, at least in our situation.
Forward, I don't really have any questions, but just a comment. Bakken Hunter intends to honor contractual commitments, and where there are contracts for participation in the well, they intend to honor those commitments. I think the commission should be careful about interpreting contracts in this order, which it really doesn't have the jurisdiction to do, or attempting to do some pooling on something other than what the spacing unit is, because all the commission can do is really pool what the spacing unit is. If the commission changes the spacing, the pooling probably has to change also. I agree with Mr. Bender that an agreement to participate is probably a contract. I don't think there's any reported law on that. We do have a decision from Judge Hovland in a jury trial between Zenergy and Statoil where he found that an agreement to participate did constitute a contract. And as such, Hunt has a contractual right to share in production of the well, and Bakken Hunter fully intends to honor that. But if the commission chooses to downspace, I think for precedent purposes, it would be better to put some statement in the findings and in the order, because I do think the commission wants to be very careful about putting itself in the position of either interpreting contracts or trying to set up pooling arrangements on some basis other than a spacing unit, because it'll set bad precedent for the future.
If I may, my only concern with Bakken Hunter and saying, yes, we are going to honor this contract is if they do sell, I wonder what protection we do have. And, if you're talking about not having case law specifically addressing this, what protection Hunt has when the buyer comes in and says, I'm sorry, this is an 800-acre spacing unit, you are out. I'm just trying to protect Hunt's interest in this. If the answer is, well, it's down to 800-acre spacing unit, then I think some sort of reimbursement claim by Hunt could be made. But I don't know if I like relying on a contractual claim between us and Bakken Hunter of an election letter. I prefer something to be in the order, and I think that protects our interest and Corella rights in general.
Lawrence, since this is a legal issue, wouldn't we need additional information to make a decision to actually put it in the order that the working interest or mineral interest owners that are participating in the well should participate on a 2080 if we downspace to an 800?
I think you can certainly in your order make the findings that we have provided for you today in terms of factual information indicating that there was a well proposal sent out. That Hunt has a mineral interest, that Hunt participated with respect to its mineral interest. You now have, through factual testimony of Mr. Griffith, testimony as to what specifically that interest is. And I think you and your findings could also go further and indicate that there is some case law in North Dakota suggesting that these well proposals are contractual agreements. And I would also reference the commission to the Come Big or Stay Home case versus EOG. There's another case where the court determined that a well proposal was in fact a contract. And I think if you reference that, I think you could probably take the next step and conclude that there's a contract here. I understand Mr. Morrison's statement here that the commission doesn't have the authority to make those sort of legal conclusions, but based on the record and based on the case authority, I think they could probably go one step further and go along with the recommendation that Hunt has made.
Okay, thank you. Or leave the spacing on 2080 and everybody's problems.
Yeah, there you go.
Lawrence, when the stand-up 2080s were created, there was specific language included in there that required certain things to be done, and if they weren't, the commission was going to reconsider the spacing for the well, and that's exactly why we're here today. I think the appropriate spacing for the well is pretty obvious, that it's an 800-acre spacing unit, so why should the commission be concerned at all about any contracts or participation?
Because you have a responsibility to protect correlative rights, and when a non-operator like Hunt Oil participates on a 2080 and you change the spacing from 2080 to 80 acres, you're basically cutting out Hunt with its opportunity to recoup its investment, and that's not a protection of correlative rights.
But this was in the order before the well was drilled. I mean, they knew this was an possibility, and there also are correlative rights of the mineral owners.
I understand that there's correlative rights of the mineral owners, but you can do what we're asking you to do without having an impact on the correlative rights of the mineral owners. You can change the spacing from 2080 to 800 acres, but leave intact the interests of Hunt on a 2080 based on the contractual interest that they have.
Okay, thank you.
And I guess one other thing, you know, keep in mind, Hunt didn't drill the well. Hunt was a non-operator. Bach and Hunter drilled the well.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
All right, anything further?
Nothing further.
That'll conclude our hearing then for case 24892.